Part 1. Echoes of the Past. You can't see the webs in the underdark. You'll feel them too late, tickling and teasing, and perhaps you'll cry out in fear or disgust before you die. But you won't see them. Not those of spiders or of other creatures laying traps for wayward fools who have ventured where they do not belong. And few do. Few belong in the Underdark, and those who live there see the darkness as an ally in their own treachery. Here the Duergar dwarves chop and gnash the stone, swinging picks with the strength of hate. Ever growling, ever cursing, any spark from metal on stone revealing grizzled faces locked in a perpetual and threatening scowl. Here the monstrous cave fishers lay their long lines, ready to snatch an unwary visitor and drag him, flailing helplessly and pitifully, up the cliff to a waiting maw. Here, the huge umber hulks burrow through stone, through flesh, it does not matter. Here the giant mushrooms gather and plot catastrophe. Here, the living, sentient shadows flitter and fly, cold fingers ready to throttle anything possessed of the warmth of life. Here the lurkers pose as floors. Here the piercers hang among stalactites. Any who are found by either would think that the Underdark itself had risen to devour them. In so many ways, they would not be wrong. And then they, like so many before, would die. Would be eaten by the shadow. For this is the Underdark, where shadows huddle too closely to be called shadows, where light marks the bearer more than it marks the way before him, where every hunting ground is bordered by another hunting ground, where most are lucky to simply choose the manner of their own deaths, to stick their own swords into their own hearts before the tentacles of the displacer beast pull them from the ledge, or before the spider has finished sucking out the life juices so slowly in an inescapable cocoon. Here the demons often roam, insatiably angry, masters of murder. Here, the quiet, odorless, invisible gases of distant tumult make sleep eternal, or make a flash of flint and steel into a fireball to humble the archmage of Menzo Baranzon. Here is the ominous heartbeat of distant, dripping water, a single sound dancing from stone to stone, amplified by the profound stillness. Here are the rattles of the bones of unshriven dead, tickled to movement by the dark magic of the dark place, raised in undeath to claw and chew. Aye, this is the Underdark, and here lies Menzo Baranzon, the city of spiders, the city of those who worship the demon goddess who calls herself the Spider Queen. Only a fool would come here unbidden. Only a fool would come here bidden. For here are the drow, the dark elves, masters of magic divine and arcane, masters of weapons edged in the cruel enchantments of the Faerseris, the magical boundary that gives life to the Underdark and that connects it so fittingly to the lands of demons and devils. Yes, here are the drow, and they will stop killing one another just long enough to kill you. "What should I bring, Father?" asked the young man about to set off on an adventure into the Underdark, in a fable common throughout Faerun. "Two coins. Waterdaven gold? Cormyr silver?" "It does not matter," says the Father. "How much food shall I pack?" "It does not matter. Two coins." "Water, then, surely, Father. How much water shall I carry?" "It does not matter. Two coins." "I will buy all I need with only two coins. What weapon is best, then? A sword? A bow?" "Two coins. Only two coins." to buy all that I need? The confused son asks. No, answers the father. To cover your eyes when you are dead. Nothing else that you bring will stop that. This is the Underdark, the land of murderers, the land of the Drow. Drizzt Do'Urden.